All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants of the Heavens Uncut, or Grim Rants Uncut. So basically, what I want to talk about today is two things. The first thing we want to talk about is the reason why this was actually going to be divorced from my show. It wasn't going to have anything to do with my show. But I need to explain why I made an executive decision and stopped the conversation between Undead Chronic and Empress. Okay, now, first of all, let's get some things straight. Hoshioni, who is one of our staff that's done some shows with us and that sort of thing, he basically suggested it to Undead Chronic, and so did Drex. It's kind of like maybe a joke, but I don't know. Maybe Drex was kind of serious. He just wanted Undead Chronic to experience what he did when they did, like, not really a live. It was kind of a just-in-my-server conversation. And to be fair, Empress, I mean, it was late, and Empress had had a few, so she was just, man, it was crazy, guys. You'll never get to hear it, but be glad you didn't. Anyway, he wanted Chronic to experience the same thing. Now, I had to explain this to Drex as well, and he completely understood, and not just me, but also another guy, Neo, you know, the guy we called the Jew, he actually had to get in there with me to kind of explain to her what was going on. Now, let's be honest here. I don't want to say that any of Chronic's fans are, you know, guilty of this. I don't want to say that anybody is going to do that. Like, I don't want to say that I know for sure. But I do want to say that there's always a potential. And that's what I think about. I always think about, you know, I'm one of these guys that always kind of looks ahead. And I'm like, yeah, I want to try to stop that before that happens. Because that could be a blowback. So anyway, nothing against Chronic. Though I don't like his content, and he probably doesn't like mine, I still respect what he does on, you know, his many platforms. And he's got a hell of a lot bigger following than me, which is great. It's awesome. I'm glad he's reached a lot of guys and all that sort of thing. But it was never my, you know, it's not my kind of territory. And when she was going to talk to him about all this love and all this other stuff, I was like, they're just going to have you on there to rag on you. Which, I mean, literally what it was. That's kind of why Hoshioni was laughing and they thought it was a joke and it would never happen. But then, of course, Empress was like, oh yeah, I'm kind of serious about it. And no, that's not a great idea. So I made this executive decision and I said, you know what? I'm not worried so much about Chronic himself. I think Chronic's a pretty decent guy. He's been through a lot of trouble, unfortunately, with people just flagging him and destroying his channel, and they don't care for free speech and all that, which sucks. I don't think anybody's channel should go through that fucking bullshit. You know, there's fucking faggots that want to report everything. You know, just fuck them. I don't got no respect for them. Fuck these people. But at the same time, there's also maybe a couple of faggots on his channel as well. And when I'm saying that, I'm saying some audience. Now, he's got 55,000 people from around the world. It's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. My hometown was like 2,000 people. So that's like way larger than my hometown. And I'm not saying that 55,000 people are going to do these kinds of things. But out of 55,000 people, it only takes a handful of people to do some extremely crazy things or come to some crazy conclusions. As I was told by Neo, you can't really disagree too much with what Chronic says because he has sort of a, like they did with TFM and a lot of other people. He's basically like almost worshipped in the manosphere. And it just goes with it's so stupid because I talked to TFM back when he was really big, and he's like, you know, yeah, people want me to run for president and be their king, and it's all just really stupid. He said, I'm just a guy, I don't want any of this. And, you know, Chronic, he's got that whole I'm gonna lead the war band thing, and some people, like, they want the war band to be like a real, I don't know, a military thing. I don't know, I mean, it's silly, right? because honestly, Chronic doesn't think that way, and neither does any of the other people. And it's just an image, you know. Every rock star has to have an image. Every rapper has an image, you know. Every music artist, I've worked with so many, they have to have an image. That's very important. And he really goes out of his way to get these good artists and all this other stuff to just go from what he originally started out as, because I remember his very early stuff, and I remember when he was in TFM server. But he started out, you know, basically just some regular dude with some editing skills and stuff he needed to say and good insults. He was a really good insult comic. So that worked. Like, that got him his following. However, you got people that just went almost religious with it, or they needed a father figure or somebody that was giving them information they wanted to hear. This woman did this, this woman did that. I'm not saying that's all Chronic's videos, but, you know, a lot of the times he does cater to that audience. And that's fine, because everybody has their own kind of, you know, their audience that they make videos to reach, you know. And that's what he's doing there. Just like, you know, Manic, he does more of a red pill video game thing and an anime thing and stuff like that. He's more towards that audience, which is fine. Everybody has their audience. And some audiences mingle, you know, and that's fine. That's great. However, the thing is, to put it very, very, very simple, I guess you could say, I'm afraid that there might be a few people that don't, well, they can't put it mentally together in their head that somebody could be wrong or have a different opinion or just have a counterpoint, you know, because she says, well, you know, what if I don't disagree with his opinions, but I just offer another solution? And I said, well, I'm afraid some of the fans there would probably consider you as disagreeing. And unfortunately, we live in a generation now where doxing, swatting, calling people's jobs, you know, she's worried about, she has children, you know, so she doesn't want any kind of harm to come to them. And we don't know who watches. Like, that's the thing. I don't, nothing against Chronic. I got nothing against him at all. It's just, I don't know who 55,000 people are. And, of course, it won't just end with me. It would end with, it won't end with her. Excuse me. It would eventually go to me, because they would be trying to hunt down more of her stuff. And then it'd find my videos, and then it wouldn't like my content. You know, and then it goes into my server, and we have raids, and they try to dox everybody, and they're swatting. There's all this crazy stuff that just doesn't need to happen at all. Like, none of it needs to happen. It's all ridiculous. It's all crazy. It's immature, but a lot of the people there might be immature. There might be some very young men there that are very technologically skilled. Like, they might be able to break into, you know, corporations, government agencies, stuff like that. You got some smart guys. But they might not have the mental wherewithal to know, hey, like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that. Or maybe they have this almost like an agenda where they're like, oh, yeah, I've got to do this, you know, because, you know, Chronic would want me to and stuff like that. You got to understand the mindset of some people. Like, even if you mean well, they might not be altogether mentally, like, in that state. And they don't process logic. And I'm not saying that this is even half or a quarter or 10% or 5%. We're talking maybe there could be less than 10 people like this. Out of 55,000, there could be less than 10. And all it takes is a handful of people that know how to do the thing. You don't even need a handful. You just need one really skilled guy with a grudge and an inability to process things logically, you know. So that's kind of what I was worried about, you know. I just don't want anything to fall back on me. I don't want anything to fall back on her. Like, nobody wants door kicks and CPS and all this crazy stuff. Nobody wants all that. And I explained that to Drex, and he said he understood 100%. Like, yeah, I definitely, you know, he understands where I'm coming from. So I made the executive decision to stop it. I told her to just email him back, tell him you weren't interested. And, I mean, at first I was like, yeah, this is your decision. But then I looked at it and I'm like, no, this could fall back on me and other people that have absolutely nothing to do with any of this. And I don't want all kinds of craziness. You know, you don't want to invite more trouble trouble in the place where there isn't any. My server's fairly quiet. So I didn't want a whole bunch of drama and all that. And I don't think Chronic really does. I don't have anything against Chronic. I never have. I, again, don't like his content that much. And he doesn't probably like mine. And that's fine. But I do like, you know, other guys who are in the war band and stuff like that. They've got some decent content. And I mean, it is what it is. Everybody has their thing. And nothing against him. I'm not saying, oh, I don't like that guy. Because I do. I got nothing against a guy that's trying to help guys out. That's literally what he's trying to do. He's trying to help guys out the best way he knows how. And he wants dudes to better themselves and all that kind of thing. Like, he's wanting... he's trying to go the same way I am. Going to the Asian countries, you know. I got it, man. I'm with you on that. So, yeah. It is what it is over there. But honestly, that's what I feel about the whole situation. I just didn't want any drama and craziness and people getting doxxed and swatted and all this other madness. That's not interesting to me. That's not why I do my stuff. I'm not out to get a rise on people. I don't like these crazy debates. TFM was all into that for a while, and then he got out of it. He thought it was, you know, ridiculous. I mean, every once in a while, he'll try to do a debate. I mean, the Playing with Fire guy tried to, and he told him he wasn't into that. So he's just not interested in this kind of stuff anymore. And as we get older, we care a little bit less. But yeah, it was just not going to be a good idea. A lot of people don't even know who she is. She didn't really have a background. It's just like, hey, there's some crazy chick on the internet. You want to debate her or talk crap or whatever. You know, whatever he does. You know, whatever kind of video he wants to make. Within YouTube rules, of course, which makes things very limited, unfortunately. I'm sure maybe he's using... he's probably using a lot of the other alt tech platforms that I am, so... But, yeah, nothing against... I mean, you guys know where I'm coming from. You've watched my content for a long time. You know I'm not out there dissing people. I mean, I even was kind of upset when they doxed him a little bit. Well, I mean, doxed and all the swatting and all that crap. Even doing that to him, anybody, it's uncalled for. It's completely... It's not only unprofessional, it's immature, it's just stupid. I don't get it. I don't think people need to have agents swarming their houses, and it's just really stupid. Eventually I hope they put a stop to all that. Like, where if it's an internet thing, they have to track down and make sure that it's the right person. Like, yeah, it'll make their job a lot harder, but they have to adapt to the internet. Like, honestly, they have to adapt to the internet. They've got to. Like, there's probably some guy that's already done some classes with these agents and like, okay, I know this sucks, but there's a lot of people on the internet that are doing these false things, and we've got to do something because if not, it's going to, you know, you're going to have a lot of bad problems. I'm sure if you harm somebody as an agent and they're innocent, it might come back on you. Like, if you weren't supposed to fire and you did and you didn't know no better, it might not, like, they might not care and you might lose your job anyway or be imprisoned. I don't know how that works. But honestly, I think, I don't think you're allowed to do some of those kinds of things. I mean, if it's not a real hostage situation, you need to really make sure of it. And of course, like, even Nick Rakita, he got it a few times. It's just really stupid stuff. And nobody wants this crap. It's all pathetic. It's ridiculous. You know, we like to try to have fun. And even if some people don't agree with everything that's said, that's fine. I've never wanted everyone to agree with everything I said. But I just don't want her in a situation where it's going to harm her and then have a bunch of people come towards me and other people. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So let's just not even start the drama. Just stop it right then and there. It was a fun joke. I'm glad that people, okay, it almost happened. Let's laugh about it. But no, let's just forget it. Let's just, you know, pretend it didn't happen. It was, a nice joke, but it's over with. I made an executive decision to end it, and no hard feelings on anybody's part. I do appreciate Chronic for, you know, actually being a good sport and, you know, wanting to make it a thing and all that. That's cool. Like, I do respect him on that front. But I didn't think it was worth all the hassle, honestly. Okay, so that's all I have to say on that one. All right, now for another one. This one I'm a little bit more heated about here. But let's be honest. I'm very, very, very upset with a certain person. They have nothing to do with the Manosphere. Some of you may know who this person is. I've talked about them before. I recently talked to my adopted sister, and I mentioned the fact that Florida, where this person is imprisoned, now has a death sentence for pedophiles, child rapists, which he is. And I messaged her and I said, you know, there's not a day that goes by where I don't think about this, you know, because this person was a very dear friend to me in high school and throughout my younger years in my 20s. And he was a very good friend, you know. I always used to, you know, want him to come down and visit, you know, when he was in the Navy, the military. And he would always come by and we'd do cool stuff. And it was just a lot of fun. But unfortunately, he turned out becoming a monster. Like a real fucking demon, dude. He ruined those girls' lives, man. Now, let me fast forward a bit. The girls are now adults, okay? One just got married. She sent me the wedding pictures. She did the right thing. She wasn't looking for, like, her mother taught her right. She wasn't looking for the man that came out of the magazine cover. She wasn't looking for the man that come out the television screen. She found her a good man. He's a tall guy. He's not gonna win a beauty contest. He's not gonna win a fashion contest. She's not gonna win a beauty contest. But both of them, you know, they're decent looking. You know, are they? They're regular people. How about that? They're regular people. They're not Instagram or anything. They're just regular Southern folks. And they got married, and they're happy. They got married. There's no, oh my god, I'm a femcel. Nobody cares about, I'm an incel. No. These two got married. They're okay. They're gonna have children. It'll continue. She's already a grandma. She's already a grandma because they had their kids. So look at that. It can happen. And you know why it happened? Because of what I said. First of all, the young woman was not worried about finding the man off the damn television set. She wasn't looking at the Instagram saying, oh, I could be with a man like that. No, she wanted to be with a man that she had feelings for and he cared about her and he wanted to do the stuff the man's supposed to do. That's all it is. Everybody makes everything so complex and that's why they're unhappy. But getting back to the point. So I talked to her about this, and basically, she comes over to me, and she says to me, fills me with anger and rage. Just, you know, like, if you want to, you want to fucking kill him. Like, you really want to fucking kill him. Because what she says, and I'll read this just a little bit. I don't want to read too much on here. But basically, there's still hard times with it. We never really heal from it. We just learn to live with it better. One of the girls has made leaps and bounds, but she still has nightmares and panic attacks. It's a whole different world now, and I see her fear of things in a way she's protective of her own son. She may always be looking around corners for the boogeyman, though I hope not. So look at that. So, because of the trauma, the horrific, just, the, let's not even beat around the bush, the amount of times he raped her and just destroyed that girl. Now she's an adult that's extremely protective of her own son, and she's fearing that some person may come to harm him. And that's just crazy. But that's what happens. That's what happens when you're a fuckstick and you have children under your care and you fucking mistreat them and you fucking do horrific, terrible, I mean, inhuman things. Fucking inhuman things to them. You destroy their lives, destroy their minds. They're never going to be the same people they are. They're always going to be on some sort of drug now. They were normal people. They didn't come out of the womb like this. It's your fault. And yes, you should die. I know a lot of people would say, Grim, I've never seen you like this. But no, I believe there is, as a man that no longer with us used to say, I believe, you know, there is a good Lord out there, perhaps. Because out of all the places where they could have done the death penalty for the pedophiles, Florida. That's where that motherfucker is. Florida. He's in that damn prison. And boy, he needs to, they need to give it to him. I'll hit the goddamn switch. I'll do it myself. I swear to God. A lot of people said, no, you won't, Grim. You don't fucking know me. Because not only, again, not only did he destroy these children's lives, but he tried to blame it on me. He tried to pull me into it when I had never even been to Florida in my life. I mean, they looked at me. They looked at me years ago and they found nothing because I've never been anywhere near there. I don't go on those sites. He was taking the, unfortunately, videos of this horrible shit will be on the internet forever. And in the dark web and black, whatever. The most horrible shit ever. Most horrible fucking shit ever, okay? Because he's a fucking, I mean, there's not enough F's in the English language for me to, there's not enough F words in the English language for me to fucking say what I want to say about this guy. You know, fuckwit, fuckstick, faggot, you know, whatever. The fucking asshole, like, it's ridiculous, you know. And we have this great game here, I'm going nuts over, going nuts right now, and got this wonderful game in the background. I apologize for that. Probably would have been better to have this on a show stream, but we'll probably do the footage again. But yeah, that's how I feel about it. Yes, I want him to die. I'll throw the fucking switch. Do they still do the electric chair? Are they gonna bring it back? Can I watch? I know you can watch people be executed. I would get on a plane. A lot of people don't know. They'd be like, you would get, yeah. I want to get on a plane and I want to fucking smile. I want to fucking smile. because I want to smile and know that that monster is finally out of everyone's fucking misery. They're gonna release him soon. No, do not fucking release that monster. You need to put that monster down as that monster deserves to be put down. No. I mean, a man that I thought was a friend, one of my best friends, and do that bull fucking shit that I'll never be the same person again. I still remember that in 2015 when I got that call. That was around the time I almost started doing content. And when I heard about all this, and now of course years have passed and the girls are grown, and I mean, it's hard for me. It's always going to be hard. And of course, you know, I talked to my sister for a while, and she's just talking about how hard it is to live in America now. She's just talking about how terrible it is to just survive in America. Everybody's talking about how expensive everything is. Everything's getting to the point where nobody can afford anything. You know, TFM told you guys to leave. He told me to leave. He told you to leave. He told everybody to leave. And I know there's people that are like, well, where can we run to? I didn't say that it would always be that way. Like, if you go to another country, eventually maybe this will happen there, but maybe it won't. And you do have the satisfaction, or the slight satisfaction, in knowing that maybe you'll have a few years, or maybe the rest of your life, before things go the same way in that country. I mean, we're not going to be around forever, especially if we're on the upper echelon of the age range, I guess you could say. If you're getting closer to 50 instead of closer to 30, you know, you may not be that worried about it. I mean, men do kind of die in around that age. Not saying they all will, but it happens. It happens. So, at that point, you just want to basically, you know, have a couple years of respite where you can kind of do the things you want to do. Maybe, like I said, go find a wife, have a couple kids, have a family for a little bit, and then die one day. You know, you may not live to see the marriage, you may not live to see, but you'll at least be able to spend some time with your kids, you know? It is what it is, guys. You have to really kind of make that decision for yourself, because America's not getting any easier. You know, passport bros are a thing, and that's not going to stop. There's not going to be a dry up in that. I don't think people realize that. There's not going to be a situation where women come back, even though they're trying to with the trad wife movement I talked about, but that's not going to work either, because it's just getting shot down by all the progressives over here. And we know that the progressives have more power than anybody else right now, still. So, I don't know. I literally do not know. I say that a lot. I say that a lot in videos. I don't know. You know, Ozzy has a song, I don't know. First song of Blizzard of Oz, if I'm not mistaken. Don't ask me, I don't know. I'm no Ozzy, but yeah, he sings it a lot better than I can. Anyway, yeah, that's it, guys. I fucking don't know. All I know is that if you have the option, go. Like, if you have the money, go. Think about your options. That you know, weigh everything. Make sure that this is something you really want to do. And, well, I mean, at this point, well, let me be honest with you. It's probably not something some of us want to do. Because a lot of people are like, well, why would I want to leave the comforts of my home country to go to a country where they may not have as much, or things might not be what I expect, you know, from living in America? Well, that's probably the case. I've watched some videos of guys that have gone to these areas. And yeah, there's cities, but it's really crowded and it takes a day to do anything. It's really busy. But you'll find yourself a girlfriend and a wife and all that kind of thing. And she'll want your kids. I mean, they all do over there. I've noticed that with a lot of them. I'm not saying they all do, but I'm saying there's a lot. It's a bigger chance. It's a much bigger chance of it happening than it would be here. So, if that's what you want, you know, go pursue that. Even if it's not what you want, you know, you may not actually be able to get what you want. That's one thing. What was it? Was it the Beatles or was it the Rolling Stones? You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you may find you get what you need. I think it was the Rolling Stones. So, yeah, you can't always get what you want, but you might find you get what you need. And that actually is a very strong message there. You're like, you know what? I wanted to stay in America and I wanted to do these things. But I've got some kids, you know, I've got a loving wife, I'm happy, I can do a lot of different things. It's a different world than I expected, you know, it's not anything like America was, but I'm okay with it. And I don't have that many years left, so I'm going to go ahead and enjoy what I've got with my wife and my kids and, you know, doing the things I enjoy and introducing them to the things I grew up with here in America. Maybe they can spread that kind of culture and stuff that I enjoyed over there, the traditional American stuff, you know. Nothing wrong with that, right? Before everything got woke and progressive. I mean, it's a good feeling, you know. It may not amount to much, but, you know, as you get older, you realize you don't want that much. You want less things as you get older, I think. A lot of people have, you know, said, why aren't you wanting, like, all this fancy sports car and big house and all that? It's like, I'm not a teenager anymore, you know? I'm not 20 anymore. I'm almost not even 30 anymore. I'm getting to the point where I'm 40 and I'm like, guys, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter at this point. I just want some peace and quiet and to be happy and not a lot of stress and drama, you know? So at this point, I wouldn't mind, you know, leaving and going that way. I don't have the ability to do it now, but eventually I will. And, you know, I've talked a lot about that with my own mother, you know, who I'm supporting right now and taking care of the house, paying the bills, all that kind of thing around here. I'm the breadwinner. But yeah, I mean, she won't always be around. She's getting up there in her 70s, up into the 80s. She's not going to be around forever. So, you know, I'm thinking about that. And that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell a lot of stuff and then we move into the next phase of my life. But America, it's not going to get any better. Prices of things are going to go up higher and higher. Drex wants it. He said, eggs are $8. Good. I want them to be 9. I want them to be 10. You know, he wants them to be so expensive that the women can't even afford it anymore. And, you know, I don't know. It's getting crazy. All I know is it's getting too crazy. People aren't able to make ends meet, and we got all this AI stuff everywhere, and, you know, Musk wants to do Truth GPT, which might be interesting. At least he's trying to do something freedom-y for once. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out. And I'll see you next time on Grim Rants into the Heavens Uncut.